In 2004, Republican Brett Davis won his first term in the Assembly by a little more than 500 votes. Before the redistricting that added parts of Dane County to the 80th, Republicans were winning elections there by more than 7,000 votes. In the 2004 presidential election, the district voted 53% for John Kerry. Nicole Caruso of Progressive Majority Wisconsin says that's why her group is giving strong backing to the Democrat in the race, former Evansville Mayor Janice Ringhand.
This is a seat where progressives live, where Democrats live, and for some reason they just didn't pull the lever for the Democrat last time, but I think that Janice Ringhand really has the qualities that are going to make them want to vote for her this time.
Ringhand also has support from the largest nurses union in the state, SEIU's 1199. Union spokesman Ted Craig says the race is a clear choice for voters on health care reform. Ringhand has promised to support one of four health care reform bills still languishing in committees. But incumbent Brett Davis says he's got a plan for health insurance that even progressives would approve of. He says it's modeled on a Massachusetts law that works like the stock exchange and allows people to carry their insurance from job to job.
Where individuals and small businesses can come in and they can purchase, and families can purchase health insurance through the stock exchange. And these commercial insurance companies will compete for business for these individuals.
Davis has strong support from Republican leaders like Mike Hipsch, who calls Davis an independent thinker who pays attention to his constituents' views. But Ringhand says Davis has voted consistently with the Republican majority on hot-button issues like the pharmacist conscience clause that she says threatens women's reproductive rights.
I would not be in favor of pharmacists refusing to fill their birth control pills or confiscating their prescriptions. And those are a couple of the bills that Representative Davis voted in favor of allowing.
Both candidates say in door-to-door campaigning, people have told them that health care is their top priority. But Ringhand is hoping that just a few more Democrats have moved into the district since the last election to tip the balance her way on November 7th. Gil Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.